We have the privilege of having a baptism service and a testimony service. So we got a few testimonies that we're going to share this morning. And this morning, most of them go about our recent outreach to Prince Albert. So last week, while most of you were here, we had a team of, I think, 22 adults and how many kids? And 11 kids in Prince Albert. Prince Albert didn't know what hit it. They weren't quite prepared for us. But we had a fantastic time, and it was just so wonderful going and being sent by the church and going to support the local shofar church in Prince Albert and ministering to them. And we had a fantastic team. I think that was the highlight for me. It's just the team that went together, and just to see how God used each one specifically in a unique way to minister to the people of Prince Albert and to leave them with hope. To leave them with vision, to leave them with excitement. I got a WhatsApp from the pastor this week, and he is so excited. They're ready to start a kids' church there, basically from scratch. And he's just asking for tips. How must he preach? And I sent him through some notes, and he's so excited to get things going there. And so we forget what it's like to be supported. And we experienced that a little bit with the Holy Spirit impact week. And when even just a small team came to support and to encourage, and we forget what that encouragement means. It means a lot to them. So I just want to thank the team for stepping out and going boldly and being the hands and feet of Christ in Prince Albert. So, is Tani Adrian here? I didn't see it. Oh, yeah, you are. Adrian, please come and share with us, and then I'm going to ask a few other people. Mitzi, jy kan reg staan, and Paul, jy kan my ook reg maak. Thanks, Adrian.
Hi, everyone. The Prince Albert mission actually blew me away. So I don't mean the wind, I mean the awesomeness of it all. Before we went, I prayed for unity amongst all of us. We're all different ages, all different families. And the Lord, it was amazing. We were so much in unity. And on the way there, we laughed so much because Liesl was with us and a few others that we nearly blew Yolandi's roof off her car, that we made so much noise. But it was so excited because I was so nervous because it was my first time on mission. So I was a little bit scared. I didn't want to tell anybody, of course, but I told the Lord, of course. But it was awesome. So we went on the Saturday afternoon and we got there. Praise the Lord, we all got there safely. There was a lot of us, and we are one big happy family. I mean all of us, because we all believe the same thing. We're all from the same church, so it's beautiful. And we ministered in the afternoon, and the first man we came to, he'd had his legs amputated right at the top. And we went to pray for him, and in actual fact, he was a huge testimony to us because he's been like that for 31 years from a truck accident. And he was shining for Jesus, and I couldn't believe it. I said to the pastor, because I went with the pastor and his wife from that side, to minister in Onadorp, and there's some people went to Boerdorp, like here, and then others to like Groendal. So there this guy was shining, and I thought to myself when we left, I said to the pastor there, I said, oh my, we did pray for him. I said, I've never seen someone shine for Jesus like that. He's actually 31 years in that position, and he doesn't have a complaint at all. He's so grateful. You can see Jesus in his eyes, in his face, so it was very touching. Then we went to a lot of people. We prayed for a lot of people. There's a lot of brokenness there. And then the night we had a praise and worship and giving testimonies, what happened in the afternoon. And there was a lot of amazing testimonies of God and His goodness and people coming to the Lord and people being prayed for. So praise the Lord. And then the next morning we did ministry in the church. And the Lord sent me to pray for this girl that was absolutely broken. So means so much to me as well as the school, but also, you know why? Because Jesus uses you, and He uses you mightily, and you think you're not going to be used, but He did, and praise God for that. So I prayed for her, and the Lord gave me the words, and I was so excited. I went to Jolene, and I said, oh my goodness, I said, this was amazing, I would do it again. Because it was amazing. And to reach out to the broken and the lost, it's you just realize how important it is. And Praise the Lord for that. Oh, and the pastor there told us a testimony on I don't know if anybody you know, the pastor there in that church used to be an AWB guy. And I couldn't believe it when he was talking in ministry. And I thought to myself, this is amazing what Jesus did in his life that changed him completely. We went to stay in his house. You would never, ever in your life say he was part of the AWB. He was telling these people in Onderdorp on the Saturday afternoon how terrible he was and how he hated people and da-da-da-da. And then he ministered to people out of that. And they came to the Lord and they listened to everything. And he's just done a complete turn. And praise the Lord for that. So he's not AWB anymore.
Thank you. Adrian, yeah, she was so excited. It was amazing that Sunday morning when we had the service, the pastor there preached, and then we felt we needed to pray for the people there, and specifically for the young. There were a lot of young girls from that town. And then I just called all our ladies and Tani Adrian and them forward, because all these girls responded and our ladies then prayed for them, and I promise you, it looked like there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Our God just, like she testified, God just gave our people words of knowledge for the young people. It was really special. Mitzi, kom deel gou. Say. Ek kan maar Afrikaans praat, né? Say.
Goeiemôre almal. Het was my eerste uitreiking ook gewees, maar ek glo en vertrou, het was die laatste ene, want het was nogals baie lekker. Emoties was hoog en alles was baie lekker. Ons het uitgegaan die Saterdag en soos gewoonlik kom beland ek ons op snaakse plekke. En ons paniekie kom toe nou daar by die okka pipe. En daar is het een druk okka pipe en hallo, en ons probeer praat en die ene keer wil net roek en toe sê die ene ene nie los, luister wat die mense sê. En toe ontdek ons, maar hy ken die story. Hy het die pad byster geraak en ons nou lekker gepraat. Maar Paul kan maar hy ander stukkie vertel. Maar die sarig aan, toe ons nou by mekaar kom, lekker gesing en gebid en geworship. Toe val my oog op een specifieke mens. En ek kyk vir haar en sy kyk vir my en sy kyk weg. Maar toe is die sy is gestuur, is nou klaar daar. En as die Here ons iets vir een mens voorgesit het, dan kan sy maar nou maak wat sy wil. Sy kan maar nou soos doen na ander kant omgaan, maar sy gaan kom daar wat sy moet wees. Sy gaan dat sy kan maar aloop, maar kom daar wat sy moet kom, gaan sy kom. En ons is toe keer toe die zondag. En pastor sê, ons moet maar nou vir die mense ja bid. En ek vraag vir Paul, waar is die vrou? Hy sê, sy sit hier achter ons. Nou kyk ek om, die vrou is weg. Nou sê sieke nou weer. Nou stuur ons iemand, nou vraag ons vir die kind, waar is jou ma? En sy gaat haal toe aan ma. Sy roep aan ma en ek staan toe daar. En ek sê vir haar, kom. En sy kom. En ek neem vir haar na Paul toe. Toe sy by Paul kom, toe bar sy uit. Toe begin sy so met huil. Toe sy sê, ek het gewet, jylle gaat sy met my praat. Die Heer het vir my gewys, jylle twee gaat sy met my praat. Toe sê ons, ja, maar dan kan het ons nou nie anders sê, dan is het ons nou, en ons is nou nog steeds in contact met haar, baie pijn en so aan, maar ons bemoedig haar nog steeds. So, ek het altijd gewonder, die Heere leie mens moes op paie wat jy nie wil wees, of jou geskiedenis lykie mooi nie. En dan wonder ek, Heere, nou, hoe kom man hier om? Maar toe besef ek, hy vat vir jou op een pad, hy berei vir jou voor om met die persoon te gaan praat wat op jou pad gaat kom. Sy is daar wat ek gewies het. So ek kan nou vir haar, sy sê, het voel ek, ken ons ken mekaar hulle leeftijd al. So sy gaan nou deur wat ek deur gemaakt het, so ek weet precies waar sy is, en ek kan nou vir haar lekker jaap met die hulp van die Heere. So ek vertrou.
Lekker, dankie Paul. Ek en Paul het lekker gesels op pad, Prins Albert, het was 4 uur in die kar saam. So that's the nice thing about missions, you get to know people, because you're stuck in the car with them for 4 hours. So it was wonderful getting to know Paul, and I don't know, hy's die spanbestuurder van Franshoek se eerste rugby span. So ja, hy's 'n belangrike man in die dorp, hoor. Dis hy, Paul.
Goeiemôre kerk. Ja, dankie pastor. My vrou praat altyd die meeste, so sy het nou die gedeelte genoem. Ek gaan net die gedeelte bysit. So ek kan sê en Benora was in 'n team gewees. So, ons het saam beweeg in 'n sy as die eerste keer en as Benora se eerste keer. So ek was al op 'n outreach gewees en nou is die okkapyp. My vrou is mos altyd, gaan jy voor, dis 'n man. Sê okay, ons gaan eers tot by die fens gegaan en okay, praat. Sê nee man, kom ons gaan nou inkom. Sê ek vir die ouppies binnekant is drie jong ouppies en hulle sit daar in die rokkie okkapyp. Ons gaan in, ons begin gesels met die ouens. Jy weet jy begin mos maar onder gesels en ons gesels en ons sê nee, julle weet seker waarvoor ons is. Ons moet die moeders en ons is hier om julle te kom te vertel van Jesus en die een ouppie reageer onmiddellik en hy begin praat en hy deel met ons en sê, hy ken, die Here wys ons soms goed is van wat gaan gebeur en dan gebeur het soos wat die Here hom gewys het en, as, en net daar begin ons om te minister en sê vir hom, eindelijk het jy 'n profetiese gave, maar hierdie gave moet jy in die Here ontwikkel en ons deel met die ou en ek sien daar begin 'n bietjie trane deurkom en so en kan ons vir julle bid? Sê ja, ons bid vir en ons bid, en daar kom twee vrouwens by, en Mitzi en Vanora bid saam met die vrouwe, en toe vir die jongman bid, en Vanora sien dat die Heere wees vir haar, dat hierdie ou eindelijk een worshipper is, met wie ons deel, en ons deel is deel, en die ou, wat is om klaar gebid het vir die ou, en die sê, maar ek wil graag, julle moet vir my vriend gaan bid, wat binnen in die huis is, hierdie ou sit in een rolstoel in die huis, en ek sê, okay, kom ons gaan, maar Vanora is nog buiten, en ek en my vrou gaan toe in, en hier sit die ou, ook een backslider, en ons bid, vraag, kan ons aan jou bid, hy sê, ja, so right, die Henry is jou sy naam, en ons bid samen met die ou, right, sy voete is, baie hard, stokstuif opgeswel, en ons bid vir die ou, ja, niks, bid die tweede keer, niks, en Vanora kom by, en sê, vraag hom, jong, wil jy nie weer jou hart vir die Here gee nie, hy sê, ja, en ons bid vir hom, ons lei hom weer terug na die Here toe, en ons bid vir het derde keer, en terwijl ek my hande op sy voete lee, terwijl ons bid, en hy gaan nie swel, ek voel my, Jesus, gebeur iets, en die swelsel het gegaan uit sy voete uit, en sy voete uit, hy swelsel was weg, en sy voete was normaal gewees, ek kon druk met my hand op sy voete, en daar het lewe in sy voete gekom, en hy sit so rik en ons klaar gebid, ek sê, joh, ek is excited, want ek voel die swelsel sak onder my hande, en ek sê, jong, iets gebeur, en ek sê vir hulle, maar ek sê nou hom ook, en ek praat so'n bietjie mekaar, want ek is excited, want die Heer het nou iets gedoen hier in my, en ek het nie, ek spreek nie, het gaan so onmiddellik gebeur, en die ouse voet het reg geword, en hy sê, by twee strokes gehad word, en hy sê, wacht, ek gaan iets draai, ek gaan draai om op te staan, want hy kon nie, hy sê, hy het opgestaan het, om te staan nie, en hy staan, hy sê, nie moet die help, en hy staan op, en hy staan, en sê, hy staan voor so 2 minuut, hy sê, hy kon nie langer as 1 minuut staan nie, en hy staan voor 2 minuut, en hy sê, wow, en hy staan, en hy staan so 1 paar minuut, hy gestaan, en hy sê, oké, okay, sit maar nou maar weer, en, ja, maar ek was excited geweest, dat dit, wow, om te voel, iemand sy voet is geswel, hy kon nie beweeg, en hier is onder jou handen voel, hoe die Heere werk, het was amazing vir my geweest, ja, en die sondag, toe gaan, sondag ochend, toe gesê ek, broer, Johnny, kom, ons gaan net goed gaan, maak net 'n draai daar, man. Maar, u weet, ons gaan net in die klein pik, toe Dominee gehoor, hy was kerkmens, toe kom Dominee met die sondag vir hom besoek, en hy kon toe nie saam kerk toe kom, maar die ou kon toe weer staan, en hy kon langer staan toe. En die sondag ochend, toe sê, nee, maar, dit is reg, hy voel reg, die saak is reg, so die Here kry die eer, man. Amen. Sorry. Kan ek maar nog iets sê? Ok, my vrou het gepraat van die vrou wat gesien het. Ek sit in die saadag, ek weet nie wat sy sien nie, en sy weet wat ek sien nie. Ek sê, maar ek sien die Heere wees met die seer in die vrou. Ok, ek weet nou nie hoe nie, is met sy vrou, is een vreemde vrou, ek kan maar nou nie die vrou toe gaan. Ek sê, Mitzi jong, die sonne oog, die gevoel is nou al baie sterk in die kerk. Ek sê, Mitzi jong, die vrou, ek moet die vrou gaan praat, maar sy moet voorloop, ek gaan achterna, ek gaan nog even haar voorstuur, sy moet my maak, en soos sy sê, toe die vrou nou kom, en die vrou baas in traan het, en die Heer het amazing gedoen, en hy vrou, want toe kon sy opmaak, en En die Here kon deur weer deur hy pyn en hy goed is. So die Here kry die eer. Amen.
Dankie Paul. Diesel, kom.
Good morning, church. You know, I had an awesome time. I was sick when I get back out of Prince Albert. But you know what happened to us? It was like the Lord wants us to be there before we even go. Because my story went like this. I'm a dressmaker. And for me, this week, the Lord just showed me that it's beautiful to do stuff like that because it really reminds me of how Jesus looked to us. You see a piece of fabric, it's just nothing when you see it. And then you start working with this thing and then something beautiful comes out of it. And that is what I'm doing. So the Lord is always near to me because he reminds me of what he's doing with me whenever I'm busy working on the machine. So, before we went there, Tani Mitzi's daughter comes to me and she asked me, Diesel, don't you want to make a dress for somebody? She's in matric now. And I said, yes, I will do it for her. So, I didn't ask where the girl is from. I just said, yes. So, she come for measurements and stuff. And I did the measurements. And afterwards, she's gone. But when I'm off to Prince Albert, I said to my children, I just want to finish this dress because I don't know when this matric ball is and if the girl is coming back and I'm in Prince Albert, I'm in trouble. So I need to finish this dress. The Wednesday of that week, an SMS comes and she asked me, Auntie, can you please put on some sleeves on my dress because it's very cold in Prince Albert. I said, what? Where? Because I thought maybe there's two Prince Alberts, because how can this be? And she said to me, no, there's only one Prince Albert. And I'm like, I don't know, I don't understand now. And I asked her, can you tell me more? And she's, because I said to her, we coming to Prince Albert. And the first place that came to my mind was the Swartberg School. And I said to her, that school we's coming to, do you know that place? Yes, I'm going to school there. And I'm like, that's good. So this might be the right thing. So she's going to a teacher, asking teacher, people is coming to this place. And now she's coming back. She said to me, yes, teacher's surname is Stadler. Now I said, no, I don't know. Because I just know of Johan. I don't know Stadler. And I asked her, is his name Johan? Yes. His wife's name Franzel? Yes. No, this is the same Prince Albert that we're going to. So that was just the start. And I'm packing the dress beautifully, and we are on our way. So it was 4 hours of beautiful fun, because I get to know my people in church. You know, guys, I love my church people. Really, I love you guys. This morning, I feel like, wow, home sweet home. I can be everywhere, but this is my home. So being with my people was so good. We get to know each other. There were stories. They were crying. They were laughing. There was everything, but the dress was beautifully packed, and we go there. So when we arrive, the girl is texting me, are you here? And I said, yes, we're here, but we need to still go to places before I come to you. I need to go to her first, because in that place where she stayed, there were a lot of people that we need. But me, Nita, and Stefan, we went the other way around. But I know that was the Lord. Because there were a piece of land where music is playing, where the beers is standing, where everything. And all the church people passed that home. And I said, Lord, why they leave me with this place? Because this is a lot of people. Why should we go into this place? Then it's 15 people at once. Yes, we go door to door and we knock on the doors and the people don't open up. But this place, it's like going in. And you know what? The people are hungry for the Lord. But we look to this. This is not me. I can't go in here. So I asked the guy, can we come in? You don't need to stop your music. And he said to me, no, we don't stop our music for you guys. It's just the next song that's busy starting now. And I said, okay, that's good. So we will come in. And we stand in front of the gate. And he said, no, come in. So the next song is starting. And I said, no, we're just from Franschhoek. We're just here to love you guys Can we come in and then the owner of the house said, no, stop the music. We want to know what these people want to tell us. So then I start speaking about the Lord and how he changed us. But you know what happened there? The people was coming with questions over the Bible. They know the Bible. And you know what, church? I'm glad I'm coming from Shofar, Franschhoek, where the people teaching us stuff like this. Because you need to know your Bible if you're out there. Because you look at the sinner and he knows the Bible like you can't believe it. So he's asking us questions and asking us. And Stefan said, you go, girl. Go. So you know what? I just been reminding of that scripture in Luke 12, verse 12, where the Holy Spirit will teach us what to say. And you know what? It was, we just go in and the people were deep. But the Lord gave me all the right words to tell them. And afterwards I can see, it's only broken people. That the people come and they say, okay, come to the Lord and then leave. They don't get discipled. And that was what I learned in Prince Albert. People want you to walk a road with them. It's not about come to the Lord, come to salvation, there you go. So he asked me, are you coming from Franschhoek now to bring me to the Lord and leave me there? And I said to Johan, you won't do that, Johan. You need to follow up. You need to go to the people because that's how people come to church and stay at church. If they know people love them and people will walk a road with them. Because then Stefan can share his testimony over his coming to Christ, knowing nothing, backslide again because he don't know nothing. So people, if you ever say, tell people, come to Christ, be willing to walk around with them. Amen?
Thank you, Liesl. And thanks for speaking English. You did great. Waar is om Wessel? Jy nog nie? Das hy, om Wessel, jy wil gaan iets idee kom.
En ek maar Afrikaans praat. Well, it's so good for me to see you. We just came back from a lovely holiday in Namibia. Saw my children and enjoyed a lovely time in Namibia and saw one of my two grandchildren there, 5 months old now, playing Daniel, beautiful little child. And Lisa Marie, my little daughter, she's 4.5 months old now, 4.5 years old now, 3.5 years. Anyway, ons het mekaar opgespeel. And fortunately, Sasha was there to take over to help with that. It was really great fun. Really good for me to be here. I had something to share, and it was in my heart for some time already. And, when I came back, I just saw this opportunity for testimony. I thought, this is the time. You know, sometimes you get like a window of opportunity. If you don't take it, you just miss it. And praise God for that. I just want to share something that a little bit of the journey I went through the last 6, 7, maybe 8 months. And during last year, the whole of last year, I had some nasty symptoms in my body. But I could handle it. It wasn't too bad. No pain, nothing, and so on, so on. And eventually, I got sort of convicted to go and see the doctor, which I did. The doctor, the one thing led to the other, and I was sent for tests, blood tests, and then eventually sent to a specialist, and then sent to scans, and eventually sent to have an autopsy, a biopsy taken. So, look. Sal ek my oor slaan Afrikaans? Popsy. Anyway, so 5th of October. Anyway, so 5th of October last year, I had my session with this doctor, and I could see in his face that something is wrong. And he discussed the whole thing with me. He told me that, you know what? No time for anything. You have to be operated very, very soon. And after operation, you need to go through radiotherapy and hormone therapy and we'll see when we get there. But he didn't really tell me what was going on, although I could make my assumptions. And it was fine and so on. But when I got, I had to go past the secretary again. She just blurted it out. See that you're a cancer patient now. This is the numbers, the code you need to use and all the things. And I wanted to say to her, slow down. You don't need to blurt it out like this, you know. But anyway, and just want to say something of our Father's goodness to me. It was always had peace in my heart. As I drove back, there's a song, I don't know, maybe the older people knows Leonard Cohen a little bit better. Maybe some of the young people too. Some of his songs are really just special to me. And one of the songs, that's very beautiful, is the Hallelujah. Anyway, it speaks, the song is about King David repenting before the Lord, being broken before the Lord, and in that old situation, I would just, hallelujah, worship God. Sorry. Anyway, it's a very special song to me, and on my way back, that song played over the radio, and I thought, Father God, you're so good to me. Thank you for this. It was just ministering to me. Anyway, I was fine, and I thought, you know, I'm a good place in my life. God is good to me. I've tasted God's goodness in my life. I really had peace. And then obviously things like that, your mind start to work, and a few days later, I start to think about, you know what, it's not just my life. My wife's involved in this, my kids, my family, my friends, my church, my work. It involves more than that, more than me. And I want to, well, I didn't share it straight away to everybody, just my close family. And eventually, just before I had to go for the operation, 30th of November last year, I shared with my small group and started to share with my wider family. Just want to read you a scripture to explain something. It's well known, and on the Impact Weekend we received a lot of teaching about it and wonderful ministry, and Pastor Richard preached about it beginning last year, quite a series about it. And it's 1 Corinthians 12:13-14. It's about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ. And I'm just referring to the three chapters because there's something beautiful in here which I experience. I'm reading 1 Corinthians 12:28. And God has appointed these in the church. First apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, variety of tongues. And then he carries on. And then chapter 3.